The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM Channel 158. It is a numbers game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin alongside behind the glass here. Crack about to join us here momentarily. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Fake follower. I bet Golden State with starters in. Imagine my dismay when they pulled them all. Thankfully, it worked out. Great show. He had the Warriors plus 22.5 in game on that. By the way, this is a thing that Will Hill did yesterday. I think he was on air yesterday on VSiN, and he said this on air. When the Warriors were down about 20 plus before the half, DraftKings was asleep at the wheel. And you can parlay props, in-game props at DraftKings. And so there was always the possibility that the Warriors would punt on the game at some point. And so they left both Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler props up. So he parlayed Curry under points, Curry under assists, Butler under points, Butler under assists. And he hit an 11-1. I hope everybody who was listening followed that and cashed as well. Dan Goodwin, Padres over-under wins for the month of 13.5. For the month of May is 13.5 over minus 140. This is what Kelly was talking about, that at DraftKings, not only did they put up most wins for the month of May, but they added a whole bunch of May specials, and one of which was just every team over under win. So the Padres at 13.5, the over minus 140. Thank you, Dan Goodwin. That's a great bet. Donnie Miller, technically it's posted at 15-1, talking about most May wins for the Padres. But is it really? Well, they limited him severely. That's not good, DraftKings. Don't do that. Charles in Connecticut, Hoop Homer. Thanks for the DraftKings May most wins update. Let's go, Padres. Bill Hooker just got a 50% profit boost for the Padres, 15-1 on DraftKings. Vegas regular, I took 15-1 at DraftKings on the Padres. Took a 2.2-1 cash out on my previous Caesars bet at 14-1 after their move to 5-1. Oh, I see what he did right there. Eric Biggio once again reminding us that that the Mets were the winner because they only had April wins only, wasn't March, April over there at William Hill Caesars. Keno Walker shouting out Kelly. Mostly we hear about what bettors like to bet. Kelly already bet it, signed, sealed, and delivered, talking about the Dubs tomorrow night. A. Brown, down in Jungle Land. DraftKings actually added some different takes under May specials, including most wins by division. In the NL West, the Padres are plus 550 behind Dodgers, Diamondbacks, and Giants. Another way to attack the month. Good on you for publicly shaming their technology. I think we might have done that. Las Vegas 514, yo, fast clay, slow clay, please explain. I know nothing about tennis. I listen to learn from the best. That would be you, sir. Well, thank you. But, you know, every surface has gradations, right? There's slow hard courts like Indian Wells. There's fast hard courts as well. You know, super fast hard courts. And the same is true with clay. When we get to Rome and to Paris, it is the red clay and super slow. Morgo at You Like to Gamble. Hey, Gil, loyal listener, but I was with Joe Pita that day at the Derby. We were all in an infield suite, and we were chanting El Padrino as he did his pre-trot across the track, and the jockey tipped his cap to us. Top three sporting event of my lifetime. Only issue was, he said, he stumbled out of the gate and finished 13th. If he had hit at 50-1, that's 50-1, it would have been the greatest day of our lives. And then O'Dell, talking about what Samobom talked about, he said a superfecta part wheel. If you want to go into my Twitter feed, you can actually see what Mike Samich was talking about in printed form. That might help, because obviously on the air that was tough. We'll get to more of your tweets here momentarily. There's too many to get through, because now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger. Billy.
Morning. Not in the best mood.
You're not in the best mood?
Oh, well.
What a shocker.
No, just because I was reading the old topics, I never went over the topics, and just some things really pissed me off. But I'm going to try to be nice about some things. And, you know, I mostly have the players back always for a lot of things, so I have a couple things to say about that. But first, let me first say, just how many people are going to ask me about the Kentucky Derby?
Oh. Like,
hey, you got a winner. Don't realize horse racing, first of all, if I had to pick a group of people that are the brokest gamblers I know, it's horse players. I mean, broken down Melissas, guys that have lost every penny, every dime, guys that have made money in other ways. Very sharp people that have made money in sports lose their money on the instant gratification results of horse racing every couple of minutes, because now that the simulcasting and everything else. So horse racing is just not for me. It's not for anyone that is a professional. For the most part, it's you know, 15 to 25%. I guess I think one track is 14 in New York takeout, but the gimmicks are like 25, maybe even more takeout, whereas we're betting straight sports is a 4.5% takeout, give or take. Now there are horse race matchups, horse versus horse. Who will finish better in the race?
That's different.
Is different.
Yeah.
That's a little bit different. And I shouldn't say everyone is a bad horse race person. You know, years ago, 20 years ago, there's some pretty sharp guys that I know. There was a Quinella crew that killed the Quinellas and made tons of money with rebates and stuff. Paul Matisse, very sharp guy. Paul and his brother, boy, I'll tell you, some of the sharpest guys in the world. I remember that they got me thrown out betting horses somewhere because they were betting certain combinations and maybe certain kind of pools and stuff, but very sharp guys. Still friends with talked to Paul. Paul said yesterday, I think Sovereignty. Now, I'm giving a horse out after all that.
This is the one that Mike Somich just gave out.
Oh, really?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Now it's dead, but okay. Sovereignty, that's his name?
Yeah.
Sovereignty is the horse to beat. He's the second choice on the money line. Journalism is the favorite. The clockers love him, but he's been running in 5-horse fields. Now he has to run in a 20-horse derby. So that's to my point.
That's what Drew told us as well about journalism.
Really? The 20-horse.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's some value. Listen, you want to have some fun. You want to fool around. It's a nice day to fool around, you know, with maybe some value and some long shots, and you could pick some funky name or a color or, you know, of the saddle, or, you know, it's fun.
Margin,
or the horse
itself,
the color of the horse. Sometimes they have the gray. Oh, give me the gray horse.
Margin Call just tweeted it. He goes, I have a horse betting system. And he's laughing with a laughing emoji.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got, yeah.
Yeah.
I know who that is, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is true. Just even for, so let's just take a step back. You and I were talking about this off air. I can tell you the number of horse races like I have picked the winning horse in. I can count it on one finger. Well, it was 3-1. It was American Pharoah that year.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't think I've ever correctly predicted a horse race in my life.
I mean, I have been on the inside of a lot of things in my life. Now, I'm not saying inside information and fixed things. How many horses have I, over the years, given tips on? They never win. And
we should clarify, it's not me and you. It's what we hear from others, and then
yes,
we go with it. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks, every trainer thinks their horse is, he's ready this time, he's going to win.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to know from trainers is, my horse has no shot today. My jockey's holding him back. I'm not doing that. That's what I want to know.
Because that eliminates some horses.
That eliminates horses.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Okay.
But anyway, I did talk about someone that is a winning horse player lifetime. Him and his group, but there's only a couple of them. We have sports groups. There's been tons of them over the years, different groups. Someone asked me at dinner last night, what's the percentage of, and pretty sharp guy, what's the percentage of people that beat sports? And about 3%, and I said, absolutely not. Maybe 3% think they beat sports, but it's much less than 3% that actually win long term. Okay, let's start out some of this list here. AC/DC the other night. Very good. Angus Young, amazing energy. 70 years old, running around the stage in that little schoolboy outfit. Fantastic. When you see all those people together, and they're all older people, it was really a great crowd, and it was a great night. Brian Johnson's going to be 78 years old. Come on, still singing up there. Probably the last time I'll ever see them. But now, out in the hallway there, I was in one of the boxes up top. One of the luxury suites was beautiful, by the way. It's the same one that we usually get for the Raiders games. And it's amazing how they're hawking tips so much. I've never seen that. So I told my wife, I said, go out and buy some shirts for your nieces, your friends that are back that couldn't make it to the show. I invited some other people. I had a nice box. And I said, go buy them whenever they want. Just charge on my credit card. No problem. Do you know, they actually came out and asked her for a tip. I've bought shirts for the last 50 years, 40 years at concerts. They said, oh, there's a line there for tipping, the lady told.
They verbalized it.
There's a line for tipping.
Oh, my God.
Also, there was outside where if you go out in the suites, they have all the little stands set up with different kinds of food. And that person told a friend of mine, a male, he said, yeah, I went to go get like an ice cream and they make the sundaes, and they came out and just asked me for a tip. Well, that's just because it's funny because I'm going there with a couple of knock around guys. They're going to tip anyway. But how do you not?
But you don't want to after that.
You don't want to tip after someone asks you for a tip.
No, of course not.
You know, and that reminds me of the old crap dealers in town when they used to go. Oh, by the way, that's another story within a story. If they used to go table for table, and they would try to hustle the players so bad, they would steal from them. Let's just face it. They would actually steal from them. I know they may call it, oh, no, we were soft hustling. We were trying to make money. No. It just happened in town. I'm not going to say the casino. There's not too many of them. You could figure it out. It just happened where a bunch of dealers were fired because they were stealing from the players. They were basically stealing from the customers. Someone new comes up to the game. He said, oh, you bet five here for there, and you bet five for us over here. And, oh, yeah, and they were just fired. So that's the way it used to be, too, though. It used to be that way. It was much worse. As a matter of fact, Anthony Curtis on Las Vegas Advisor had a guy on a couple weeks ago that used to be a dealer, floor person, shift manager. And he was saying how bad it was in the 70s. He started out in Laughlin, then he was in Vegas. And they would just destroy the players. First of all, you got almost no chance anyway. But now you have the dealers stealing from you. And I'm putting it into those tough words, stealing from you. I love those old stories normally, but I don't like anything where, you know, they're stealing money from the players for sure.
Brian Hyatt, the sound you just heard, casino operators and bookmakers all around the country tuning in right now to see if Bill on a numbers game, hoping and praying they aren't mentioned by name. Knuckleheads on alert. We'll talk about this guy who's not getting paid his $800,000 parlay. That's next.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Numbers game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Don't forget sharp plays, unmatched transparency with records updated daily, AI betting analysis, real-time global betting information, alerts directly from the pros. Check them out, sharpplays.com. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback from everybody. This is Christopher Lubesnik. RIP to my father and to the 10-7 double bonus at Four Queens.
Chris is right. They took them out last week. They still have the 9-6 jacks, I heard, but probably even better to play anyway. I know the 10-7 was obviously a higher percentage payback, but the much harder game to play. He's right. And more and more places. I'm surprised that Four Queens would take them out, because I'll tell you why. I'm going to say everyone. How's about that? There's only a few people that even know how to play the proper strategy on it. So when you see a 99.7 game, it doesn't mean that the machine's not playing to that amount. It's probably playing to 96% or something. That's a little low, but, you know, 98%, because people don't know the proper strategy of the game. So sometimes, though, you get these slot directors and people that don't even gamble and say, oh my God, we're giving back 99.5% to the public or whatever. Come on. You know, you guys don't even realize it's a loss leader, if you want to call it that, just to come in. And if someone gets a little lucky, but it brings a lot of press to the place and say, oh my God, they have good machines down there. That's actually casino wide though, but they still have some pretty good deals. They cut their cash back and comps years ago. So I really don't play too often there, but they do have some deals once in a while, and it's downtown. And I'll tell you what, I have a total different opinion of downtown the last 5 years since this place was built.
Yep.
I think this is the value downtown. This is the place you want to stay. It's not a place you want to come and stay with kids, but this is who wants to come to Vegas to be with your kids? You want to be, this is an adult playground. So you get a lot more for your buck downtown, especially the last 24 months. What's going on with the gouging over there on the strip? Downtown is the place to go.
Let's talk about this, because I know you have you said you had an alternate spin to this, or an alternate take on this. 24-year-old guy scored a $800,000. He won $800,000 through sports bets, but the casinos are refusing to pay him the cash. He is from Chicago. He is under fire. I'm reading from the U.S. Sun here. The Chicago man under fire for the sneaky methods he used while playing may be pushed to sue the gambling dens. Name is Thomas McPeak. He's from suburban Chicago, avid gambler, sports fan, lives with his parents, got, you know, a basement full of memorabilia from his favorite teams, the Cubs and the Bears. We all know that guy. He decided to start betting on sports, read stacks of books about it. And he said about this, he says, quote, "It was a calculated attack where I thought I had an edge. He made countless sports bets, including complex." This is what they say on the in the article. "Complex wagers known as parlays." "Multiple wagers tied into the same bet with several events needing to take place for the gambler to win." Okay. So he traveled to different states to place his bets. He visited the sportsbook at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana, 25 miles from downtown Chicago. This is last August. He brought in roughly $30,000 to bet over the course of around a week, with his winnings totaling $350,000. Then he visited the Isle Casino in Bettendorf, Iowa, 175 miles from Chicago, the following month, also owned by Caesars. He went in with around $20,000 from his bank account. He says, quote, "I sat at the kiosk for 4 hours just punching in my bets, bet after bet after bet after bet after bet," he said. I love this. "While the Chicago man and the other experienced gamblers believe they can gain an edge, it's not easy." He says, "It's not like I can just snap my fingers and just make the bets win. They still have to win." Now, while the majority of his tickets were not winners, a number of them did win big, up to, again, $800,000. The Horseshoe Casino that we mentioned will not give him his $350,000 when he showed up in October. Caesars voided the tickets, referred him to the house rules. Similarly, Isle Casino in Iowa turned him away when he returned to collect approximately $450,000 from his winning tickets. He was handed a printout outlining that he was structuring and doing anti-money laundering. They gave him their policy on structuring, which is a structuring is the gambling word for structuring your bets to get around certain legal. What's that?
$10,000.
$10,000. That's right.
He went way over it at the kiosk.
And he by jamming the kiosk, by some would say from going from state to state, he's circumventing. So they gave him all of the rules, and now he is not very happy about it. He says, "I'll switch up the disguise, sunglasses. I'll hide my hair in my hat. I'll put it in a bun." That's how he has maintained his anonymity and keeping a low profile. So there's your story. He knows what he's doing. He knows that he is circumventing. Your take is what?
Going to be interesting, because I am, 99.5, speaking of that number, on the player's side. Not that I'm not on his side in the end here, but don't play stupid, kid. You knew what you were doing here too. You live at home with your parents, you're saying, and you're presenting a case to the media of a one side thing here. I've dealt with people like you before. I've dealt with people that go to the kiosk and circumvent. Now, by the way, not trying to say I have a problem with betting at the kiosk and not letting the sports book know what I'm doing. I have been guilty of that myself, but not to the tune of $800,000. I mean, come on, kid, give me a break. You want to win something, win 30, 40,000. And, FanDuel, Blue Chip Gaming, they paid him. So they paid him. So he's not just betting 30,000. He's betting a lot of money on these things. Playing it, like I said, the kiosk, rather than go to the counter where you can get down a larger wager, but they would limit you or stop you. We're only getting his side of the story here. And the media is only going to, they don't know any better. They don't gamble. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what parlays are. The media is only going to present his side of the story. I would love for someone from the Caesars side to actually really tell us what this kid was doing and his group was doing. A 24-year-old kid lives home with his parents is not betting casually $70,000. That's what I'm reading here, 30, 20, and 20, on something. Now, we don't know either. I seen some of the pictures in the video of the tickets. He was betting some of the bigger name teams, which I was surprised. He's not betting little schools like Maine or nothing. He was betting some of the bigger name schools. We don't know this side. We don't know if UCLA was getting 7 and the actual line was them giving 7. Now, I worked with a group 20 years ago that almost got me in so much trouble because they bet I remember who it was, but back then it was the Washington Redskins. I remember like it was yesterday. The Redskins were getting 7 points and they were supposed to be giving 7 points. So now these geniuses that I'm working with, they don't realize what they're doing is cheating. They decide to parlay and round robin everything. Because you can, that, being that much of an edge, the parlay, the enhancer, is so much more of an edge to bet it with any random teams in the NFL. almost got me in trouble and got them thrown in the trunk. So anyway.
But that's different. That's an obvious mistake.
Well, and don't think that this is not something to do with that. I'm not saying it is.
Yeah.
I'm just putting that out there that it could be. Now, according to the story, Caesars did one giant thing wrong. They free rolled him. They didn't cancel anything until the bet was until it was over. They voided wagers after they won. That is terrible. So, but he got very greedy. Instead of winning, like I said, 40, 50,000, you want to win 800,000, went for the kill. I had it happen to me at Bally's in Atlantic City when FanDuel came to the country, and Bally's had FanDuel. I was at the kiosk, and a supervisor came out and said, "Hey, you're betting the kiosk. You can't bet more than $2,000, or I'm canceling every one of those." So this kid's betting $90 parlays, $50 parlays, $100 parlays repeatedly. They should have auto-moving software. There's sports books that have auto-moving software that moves instantly.
Let me chime in, because there's so many things that come to mind.
Yeah.
One is, the reason that this is always a controversy is because no jurisdiction and no sports book, right? There's the sports books, and then there's the regulation of that particular state. There's no consistency, right? So we know Doug got won $300,000
on something that was wrong,
on something that he knew was wrong, that he knew he was circumventing the limits for, right?
Yes.
Safety versus cornerback on the NFL draft.
Correct.
Jamming the kiosks, but the way that the MGM language was in their rules, he was able to get paid because their rules stated something. I can't remember the exact wordage of it, but he was in the clear because their rules did not specifically say that was wrong, or once the ticket was printed. I can't remember what it was, but essentially their language was such that he was able to get paid. So he was really fortunate that it was at this one place. What you're saying is very, I'll take the other side, right? The other side would say, yeah, but they printed the tickets, right? And it's going to be like, remember Chrissy had this thing with golf once at Cal Neva, where somebody passed posted, they left up by accident the final round of a golf tournament. And so somebody who wasn't in the lead took the lead. Somebody came in and bet it. It was obviously a passed post. He knew what was going on. And Cal Neva, or I think it was Cal Neva, refused to pay the bettor.
Hmm.
And guess what? Nevada Gaming sided with the bettor.
Wow.
Because, hey, you printed the
That's
ticket.
Good to know.
You did it. So what I'm saying is, every state handles these things differently. And so that's why it's always a controversy, because you never know which wording, which casino, which state is going to override the other thing. So that's why, I mean, it's fascinating. We'll talk more about this on the other side. Bill Krakenberger, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Smarter bets start here. Last all year long with VSiN Pro. For a limited time, we're slashing the price of our annual subscription. Normally, $240, now just $199. And when you sign up today, we'll throw in 2 extra months for free. That's 14 months of VSiN Pro access for less than 50 cents a day when you use promo code PRO, P-R-O, PRO. Get 14 months of access to our daily best bets from VSiN hosts and guests, exclusive splits from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 live video and full show replays on the VSiN Watch app, plus all our special edition betting guides like our new Kentucky Derby betting guide. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe now. Use promo code PRO, that's PRO, to lock in 14 months of VSiN Pro for just $199. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback from everybody. This is from, let's see, Xavier 82, Jacob. Good morning, gentlemen. Just started to watch the show now, and I was wondering, have you discussed, Gil, the new 5K entry survivor competition that Westgate announced yesterday?
Yeah.
Have a great day and show. I have not, because I didn't know about it.
Brand new. Hmm. I did my podcast yesterday from there, and I learned about they're having a 5K actually, Jeff Sherman was on VSiN and announced it. They're doing a 5K Survivor. They're doing the contest, which was 1,000, I believe now it's 1,500, and the Super Bowl contest. And there's also a $500 contest in college football, 7 games a week. I think that's going to be big. We don't have one of them in town, so. They know that Circa's been so successful with theirs, so now they're doing a $5,000 one. Very, very good. I would
competition is a good thing, isn't it?
It's a good thing for everyone.
Forces innovation. Buddhist man trivia alt answer to the Joe Pita thing with the horse ownership in the Derby. Didn't Chris Velika own a small piece of the horse that Kirk Herbstreit was involved with a few years back? Well, I don't know if he was. Also, if Brian Ortega's parents are swinging by from Arizona to pick him up on the way to Kentucky, this has to be a private jet situation, right? Swinging by was my term. I don't know if it was a private jet situation. Let's see. This is from Chris Heath. 4 hours at the kiosk talking about the story we were just talking about, the kid who won $800,000 but isn't getting paid. Chris Heath, 4 hours at the kiosk. What if I want to make a quick live bet on college basketball?
How can he not know? 4 hours? I didn't even think about that. 4 hours at a kiosk. You're stuffing in $30,000 cash. How can you not know, kid, that $10,000, over $10,000, it's a federal offense? Structuring for you to be putting that much money in a kiosk.
Can structure. Yep.
You know,
Eric Pinnell, guy should show up dressed as Crack in his Kangol. LOL. Hashtag HDGR. Right. Let's go, Skins. You're right. Vegas regular. Caesars also signed his ticket acknowledging it.
He's right. I forgot about that. The kid had situations where I think it was between 3 and 7 different tickets that didn't come out of the machine that he bet. He took it to the counter and said, hey, it didn't print my parlay. And the supervisor said, okay, I could see it here. Here's your 3 parlays. And they signed his name. This is your parlays, and I'm the supervisor, and these are your parlays you have, and printed them out for him. And so he's right about that. He did. Listen.
So Caesars knew that this was happening. They knew that he had all these
tickets. Probably went there, looked, you know, pretty stupid, and said, oh, you know, I just bit a parlay, and it didn't work. A parlay or a couple parlays.
Right.
And so, you know, he knew what he was doing, though. But bottom line, though, guys, just to let you guys know, I live by the old adage, you book a bet, you pay a bet. They should pay. They should pay. They're not going
to
pay.
Where were you when I had my thing? Yeah. What happened to the book a bet, pay a bet thing when I was doing my
thing?
They're
not going to pay this.
No, and they're not.
I just want to tell you, it's not Nevada gaming. Gil, you mentioned something earlier about someone stuck up with someone won here a case and the gaming board stuck up for the player.
Oh, yeah, the golf thing.
The golf thing. Yeah. Well, here you have gaming boards that are pretty new to sports betting. And they're just going, oh, yeah, here's our bylaws. They could have just printed new ones in the back room for all they know. I'm not saying they did, but they're not going to pay. This is going to be a bad look for Caesars. But you and I both have history with this company throwing us out or limiting the peanuts. But in the end, I think they should pay them. Just another thing. By the way, this hit all different press things on Twitter and Instagram, and this is a bad look for Caesars.
Richard Munchkin was tweeting about it.
Yeah, it's a bad look, but I just wanted to present both sides. This is just not them robbing him totally. I presented both sides, but in the end, I live by that adage, and they should pay him, but they're not going to. He's not getting paid, so him and his group will have to figure something out next time. Maybe maybe don't go over the $10,000 mark and come in with a fake beard and mustache.
Yeah, he fake beard, mustache, cross state lines, jamming kiosks. I mean, it was like the who's who of circumvention.
Yeah, but listen, I understand why you would want to. Listen, I am guilty of betting overnight round robins by 2 and 3 on college basketball, which I knew, let's say +3, +3, +3. Tomorrow they're going to be +1, +1, +1. So I know they're going to move. The reason why we do that is because if we bet the game straight for their max bet of $500, they're going to move it a point, especially if Bill Krakenberger comes to the counter and does that. But if you're betting in parlays, the people in risk think, well, who is this? Who's betting the $80 parlay? And they're just suckers. No big deal. And you're betting round robins, and usually parlay bettors are sucker bettors. So that's the reason why you circumvent. You're getting more down betting overnights or even during the day of the game, especially if one of the lines are wrong. Now, you know, we had reputations, you and I. We can't just bet something that's, +7. It should be -7.
Right.
So, we don't want to be part of that.
And we would not do that.
Yeah. Let me be honest before you say that. Yeah, I'm going to do that to certain books in this town. Yes,
but you know what the consequence. You know,
I'm
you're
already
not get
I'm
paid.
Already I'm already thrown out for them cheating.
Yeah,
so I have no problem cheating you back. So,
but the point that I'm trying to make about all this though is there is no blanket, there is no blanket wording on any of this. Again, there's not a universal way to adjudicate this. And so that's where the confusion lies. Bert Wiedemeyer, by the way, broken down valise, knock around guys. Come on, kid. It's like a quick tutorial in Brooklynese with all these phrases. In regards to this kid with the kiosk, yeah, he was cute, but you got to give him an A for effort. The books need to get wiser so they can avoid it in the future. Totally Absolutely. Driven golf, though. Listen to this. He says, hey, Elihu Foystel, who, by the way, should be in everybody's sports betting hall of fame. I don't know why he's not. Elihu Foystel said the other night that Caesars is about 90% on the wrong side of Indiana common law in this case, because the tickets were not voided until after they won. Basic free roll.
Yeah, no, I seen him on that show, the news program from Chicago. He was on there presenting that side of the case. There was a person from this town that presented the other side. And again, in the end, I think he should be paid. But it's not all what it seems like, what the news portrays it to be. They're only saying his side of the story. I wish Caesars would come out just a little bit and say their side to show what they're up against, too.
Yeah. See, again, and this, the free rolling thing, and everybody's cases is different. I don't want to keep bringing this up. But in the French Open case of 2020, the details of that were different. So, not getting into the details necessarily, because, again, I have my position, they have theirs. But there was a free roll element to that as well, right? The book, right, in these situations, they don't go around, like in my situation, it was like, what about the people who lost? Did the books refund those people? No, they don't contact people to refund them. So it's basically a free roll situation. And you know, it's like if everything is a one-way traffic on that, you know, based on situation, you brought up a great point about this guy. He took it to the media, you said off air. That part, and so these casinos will also draw a line in their sand on specific cases. We're like, oh, we don't like this guy, gets taken to the media, right? I can relate to that.
Sure.
So they make it a point, we're not going to pay this guy his $800,000. There's no chance we're going to do it now that it's out there, right? And I don't know that that's the good long-term view for them to take.
How are you supposed to go to a jury of your peers anyway, go to a jury or go to a court, and a judge who doesn't even know what 11 to 10 means is going to side with you, the player?
Yeah.
No way. You're not beating Congress. You're not beating this giant corporation just sitting there with a, even if you have a slick-tongued lawyer with you that tries to help out the situation. I don't think you're getting paid at all. Maybe you reach out to Sergian in town here, a great gaming lawyer, if he'd even take the case.
Keno Walker, no matter how you word it out, a settled bet is a settled bet. That's universal language. It's a learning curve for both parties, but the bettor shouldn't have to eat the bullet. Scott C., question for Bill. Is part of being an advantage player / pro bettor knowing how to have a business-like relationship with your outs and casinos? Is that where the kid went wrong?
Well, yeah, he's not going to have that kind of relationship with a casino because he's probably been even warned before situationally. And but yes, you have to schmooze and, you have to talk to, listen, I went over to South Point and Chris Andrews, and I knew I was allowed to bet a certain amount. I'll just tell you, I was allowed to bet 5,000 on futures in football. And I was betting over under season wins, and I think I swept them too. I really, really beat them up this past 2 years. And Chris, thank you for giving me those five. But I think they give anyone the walk up 5,000. So I went over there for baseball, and I asked for $5,000 on. I think I got it off you guys. Someone gave it to me. The Indians under, Cleveland.
Yep.
Under.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up there and I said, and they said no, 2,000. And Chris came out and said, Chris, you let me bet five on all the other, football ones, and having that relationship. And, me giving them tons of good press also helps. But I only give them a good press because they deserve it, not because they're giving me a bet. Anyway, that's just situational. Yeah, so it is nice to have those relationships with sports books and develop that with your bookmaker. But if you're a winning player, they're not going to care at the end. They're protecting their company.
We're coming back. We'll recap all our bets and more with Crack on the other side. Numbers game right here at Visa.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on the Numbers Game live at Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger alongside. I won't go through any more tweets, but I just want to read this one because I probably, it's my fault for not like going back. For those who are just tuning in, just call me Skip. Please explain what this kid is doing wrong. What did he circumvent? He placed a bet and it was accepted. What are the rules he broke? So what he did was something called structuring. Structuring is the act of parceling, what would otherwise be a large bet into a series of smaller bets in order to avoid scrutiny by regulators, law enforcement, what have you. And he does that by jamming kiosks. So in other words, if he went to the counter, right, let's say he went to the counter, he made one bet, they would tell you, you know, let's say you wanted to bet a certain amount of money. If it exceeded their limit, they would tell you that and you would be held to that limit. But by going to kiosks and jamming those kiosks, or by crossing state lines and doing it somewhere else, you are circumventing those limits. So he was doing all those things. Steve Fezzik has much to say about this. And Steve Fezzik, who's on the show tomorrow, he is angry tweeting here. He says, even if someone is illegally structuring, this is Steve Fezzik, the casino would still have to pay. It does not void the betting contract. There is legal precedent on this. It is not illegal to bet over $10,000. Let's discuss when I come on tomorrow. You guys are saying clearly structured. It's very unclear, he says.
Really?
Let's discuss. I don't think he was guilty of structuring to circumvent the 10K rule. Let's discuss. He keeps saying, let's discuss.
How can he not be? He went over $10,000. That's, you know, without showing ID.
Steve continues. He says it's the casino's job to track the patrons, not the patron's
that's
job.
True.
And we all know if this guy just been randomly betting at those kiosks, he was betting five times as much as betting $50,000. Shocker, the casino would have no problem with it. I guess he means it'd be lost. And they just ignore the structuring thing, blatantly breaking the law. The casino breaking the law. I've seen it happen all the time.
Oh, no, he's bottom line, he's correct there, what he said, for sure. But I'll be interested to listen tomorrow morning myself.
Yeah, I'll go back and I'll make this point one last time. This is what the issue is, right? Every jurisdiction seems to handle it differently. There is none, and every sports book has different rules to whatever they're doing. And here's the thing, when it's vague, it usually should go to the better. Tie goes to the runner in these situations. That's how Nevada typically has handled it. By the way, update on Kelly's bet on Sammy Valamaki, tied for the lead in the first round through 14. Valamaki is 5 under through 14. He's tied with Rico Hoy and Adam Svensson, both at 5 under. Of course, there's a bunch of golfers that have yet to tee off, so it's a long way to go. But so far, so good on Kelly's 80-1 on Valamaki. Let's go. Let's get it home.
Since go ahead. Let me do the best bets real quick.
We'll get to your final thoughts
here.
I'll be
back next week.
G-Bank best bets of the day, the official bank of VSiN. I am on Alina Svitolina today against Arina Sabalenka at +171. She's about +150-ish right about now. Last I looked, by the way, Iga got destroyed by Coco. Maybe it's time we talk about the off-the-court stuff. Maybe it's time. Padres 25-1, May most wins. Pistons tonight minus a point and a half, staving off elimination against the Knicks. Those are my plays today. Alina Svitolina coming up here momentarily against Sabalenka. And then on Drew's recommendation, I took American Promise at 16-1. But guess what? Once I'm on a horse, it's dead on arrival. So I don't even know if American Promise is going to go. Could be a scratch before this even happens, we're learning. We shall see. Kelly, Clippers tonight, first half bet. He's laying the 4 in the first half against the Nuggets. And then he's taking the Dubs tomorrow night, -4.5, as the Warriors try to eliminate the Rockets in a 7-2 out west. So Clippers minus the points first half tonight from Kelly. Warriors full game minus the points tomorrow night. Then, of course, came in to the show, Mr. Michael Somich. He's on both unders tonight in the NBA. Nuggets Clippers unders, 212.5. Knicks Pistons under 213.5. And then in hockey, three plays on teams trying to stave off elimination. Wild +140 against the Golden Knights. Kings +140 against the Oilers. Avalanche -1.5 against the Stars. Stars up 3-2. All the hardos love the Avalanche in that series. Stars on the brink of eliminating them. And then the horse that he loves is Sovereignty out of the 18 post position. Sovereignty from Michael Somich, who was kind enough to join us on the show today. G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN. All of our best bets. Oh, by the way, Zach Cohen, I forgot. Pistons tonight, money line from Zach. Rockets plus the points. He's Oppo Kelly tomorrow night. So Zach and Kelly going head-to-head on that one. G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN, pardon me, upping the ante with up to a $750 bonus for new G-Bank Visa Signature Card customers. First new customers who spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days from account opening receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads within the 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSiN.com/GBank. Subject credit approval. Terms and conditions apply.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
So it's funny because Chris Felica texted us and he said, the biggest mush horse better I know also loves Sovereignty. He's DOA. So yeah, that's
tough. He said the same thing.
Yeah, thank you very much. another Jonah giving out stuff.
So somebody who is the biggest horse mush better he knows is on Sovereignty.
The guy, whoever it is. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so listen, since we're burying Caesars, they own a racetrack in Florida. Boy, I tell you, it used to be called the Isle at Pompano. I don't know if it's still called that. I've been there many times. They had a good poker room years ago. I don't think they have live racing anymore, but I used to go every summer with my man, the great Howie Schwab, who's died over a year ago. I can't believe it's been over a year. But so I went a couple times. I went with Howie once. I went to Gulfstream with Howie. Had some good times. But anyway, that is, I believe, they bought it after, obviously. They bought out whoever the casino owner was. Caesars owns it now. So a buddy of mine that lives down there said, you know, they have a senior day, 55 and older. It's on Wednesdays. I think it was on Wednesdays, where they give all the seniors a free hot dog, and they have a drawing. They give away $200 every 15 minutes for 4 hours. So in other words, 16 drawings. And I like the way they do it. If no one shows up for that drawing, they roll it over till the next one, 200, 400, 800, whatever it may be. And he said something happened over the last week that he's upset about, and he wanted me to talk about it. I said, I will talk about it. You know, you're a free hot dog. We don't want to mess with that. So the guy doesn't get the hot dog anymore. You have to get 1 point at a slot machine. So no more hot dogs for seniors. Secondly, the more important thing, the $200 that they give away every 15 minutes when it rolls over and someone wins, well, now nobody won it. So it rolled over to like $1,400. And the end of the day, the end of the 4 hours, they called the name. No one claimed it. They just closed up shop. Guy closes the computer and walked away. The people went crazy, the seniors. So you have a couple hundred people waiting there for this drawing because it rolled over. And Caesars just said, we're not giving it away. Maybe it's a state law. Maybe it's not. That's terrible, though. You have all these people. Now what you do, you're alienating your crowd of gamblers that go there. Now they're going to go 5 minutes away. There's another casino 5 minutes away. I've been there.
Kelly in my ear telling me Isles now Harrah's Pompano Beach.
Oh, it is? See, yeah. Okay, Harrah's Pompano Beach. Okay, so yeah. They changed it to the Caesars brand. But there's another one, Coconut Creek, it's called. It's just like 10 minutes away. Like, they're alienating their crowd over such small money. It's just so small thinking sometimes. Again, people making decisions that work for these factories without any pulse of the casino floor because they don't gamble, but they're making decisions for people that do gamble. They don't realize people, you can aggravate people, you can upset people, alienate people. One person tells another one, maybe that group of 200 tells all their people, there's all retirees down there. What happened there? Now for $1,400, you have alienated an entire group of people. Because there's other casinos. If there was no other casinos, they'd have no choice. There's casinos all over South Florida breaking everybody. So it's just another thing that Caesars here, I tell you. It's just such small ball thinking they're saving $1,400. Give the money away. Give the money away. The people come there from the drawing. You're earning money off the drawing. Now you're doing the exact opposite. So that's just something I wanted to bring up.
A lot of this is short-term thinking, right?
Short-term.
Yeah.
Did I say small ball?
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying, because there's a longer-term cost for a small victory in many of these cases.
No, there is.
As we've witnessed with Sell Around.
You have anything else to say?
Please, go ahead.
Oh, thanks.
Please.
Sorry.
It's your show.
Oh, it's your show. Here I am pointing out. You have anything else to say? I'll put you in the trunk.
No, what else?
I'm sure everybody listening has... or had people in their life like this, a friend or family member that you can hang out with, have a good time, they're good people, but you just can't do anything financially with them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every penny's going to go for their vice, and obviously with me, it's gambling. I just have had so many people that have let me down over such small money, some big money, too. You just can't do anything with them for gambling money. It's just, I don't know. Maybe I just wanted to finish with that. I'm aggravated at somebody. He doesn't listen, but...
Honor is no longer a big thing with some folks.
You just can't... I buy him dinners. I don't care about anything. And he's a good guy, but just you can't do anything financially. He'll mess it up. He'll rob the money in the end. So, anyway.
Bill? Right. I like a salty Bill Krakenberger. I like that. We've done all we can do. Money Moves with Stormy and JVT on the other side. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.